You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama natin si Hope Dolino at pag-uusapan natin ang tungkol sa kanyang maraming oras sa pagbobolontaryo. Magandang araw sa'yo, Hope.
Hello, hello po sa lahat ng ating mga tagapakinig.
Oo, Hope, dumating ka sa Australia bilang isang international student noong taong 2014. Paano ka napasama sa pag-volunteer?
Well, it initially started out of curiosity. So I started to become curious, and that was during the orientation day for international students during my first semester at Victoria University. Alam mo yung mga senior students na partner student panel?
Mm-mm.
So I was really curious kung how did they get involved? Because I think I can do that. Okay, so and alam mo yung during your first semester nangangapa ka pa. So I only really started volunteering after my first semester. And at that time, I decided that I didn't want to pursue my master's in business. So lilipat ako ng ibang university and I was going to do my master's in social work. So I started searching for a not-for-profit organization kung saan ako pwedeng ma-involve.
Mm-mm.
And then when I looked up and I found the Salvation Army, and I knew that they were huge in Australia, tumpak, meron silang program for international students. And then binanag-start. Ang daming nilang programs. And then in that same venue where they hold that program for international students in the evening, in the morning, meron silang program for the homeless. So from there, ang dami ko ng mga nakalala, nalaman ko yung ibang programs nila, and then nagsunod-sunod na.
And you volunteered for them for 3 years?
Yeah, since 2014 until 2017. Kahit naman graduate na ako and I started working because, of course, I know the people there. Whenever they have programs and they need extra hands, then they ring their past volunteers. Yeah, and then, of course, happy to help out kapag ka meron namang oras. It's all about giving back, you know.
Oo. Yan ay outside sa community ng international students, ano? Pero you were also involved with the Lord Mayor's Student Welcome dyan sa City of Melbourne. Tell us about this.
Okay, so when I was doing activities with the Salvation Army, I happened to meet this, who was one of my mentors, Gary Lee, from the City of Melbourne. Tapos, he started to tag me along his other activities because he's also heavily involved in other multicultural events. And then, because the Lord Mayor Student Welcome is an event organized by students for students, he said that, you know, are you interested to be involved in this? Sabi ko, oh, of course. And that was great for the, and I really enjoyed the first one. So I you know, pag 3 more Lord Mayor Student Welcomes, I was part of the committee that organized it. Yung sa City of Melbourne naman, ang dami nilang other activities, you know, from time to time with this. It's not only limited to international students. Meron din silang, like example, like a Christmas ball for the elderly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, ang dami. Hindi ko naman matandaan yung iba. Pero every time they have opportunities for international students to get involved, well, of course, they advertise it. And then yung mga organizers with students that they have worked with before, they reach out to us. And then whenever I'm free, doon sumasali ako.
Isa pang interesting program that you were involved with is the Sarah Mayer Young Leaders Program, kung saan nabigyan ng fund ang mga kasama to make your own community project. Ano yung project na ginawa mo? At bakit yung ginawa mo?
Yeah, that was very exciting. That was in 2016, kung saan merong funding yung Immigration Museum for selected you know, like young people from diverse backgrounds. And because I was very excited to share our culture to my international student community, I organized a Filipino games night. So yung audience namin, of course, meron din tayong mga Pilipinong and estudyante na invited. But so nag-serve kami ng Filipino food. I let them play traditional and mixed traditional and modern Filipino games. Mga tumang preso.
So everything Filipino?
Yes. What said that? Dag-hep-hep horay pa kami. Ang saya-saya nila. Tapos meron pa yung mga tongue twister na Tagalog. It was just great. And then, you know, it's good to see that they appreciated the Filipino culture kung gaano tayo ka-warm, what is our idea of fun. Even just a glimpse of that, I was happy that we were able to share that to students from other nationalities.
At naging bahagi ka rin ng Filipino-Australian Student Council of Victoria. Ito yung grupo ng mga Filipino-Australian student dyan sa Victoria.
Yeah, I was involved with FASCO for the past 3 years when I was a student. And then, of course, I still support them with the activities that they run, you know, from time to time now that I'm working full-time.
Nagsimula sa isang pag-volunteer, nagsanga-sanga, ang dami mong naging volunteer experience. Can you give other organizations that you were involved with kahit mabilisan lang?
So, I mentioned that I did my master's in social work, so I also did my placements in, you know, like other organizations. So kahit na natapos na yung placement ko, nag-continue ako na mag-volunteer in their other programs, and that was with Southport Uniting Care, because they have programs for disadvantaged kids and yeah, for their age care programs as well. Meron din yung with the VIRWC, with, you know, which works with women from migrants, and they also work with some refugees.
Mm-mm. And you also did volunteer for some events. Kasama dyan yung Melbourne Latin Summer Festival.
Yeah, thank you for reminding. Oo. So yun naman yung mga yung fun bits. So meron yung mga fashion show related, meron yung mga beauty contest. And that's what's exciting about, you know, stepping out of your comfort zone. Hindi ko naman talaga na-imagine myself being involved in those activities. So I was just really curious kung paano nga ba ito, you know, what do you do in these mm-hmm. events? So being exposed to that gave me experience in events management. So although, you know, like I've done volunteering activities in different fields, and then you get to choose which ones you like and then which ones you will, you know, for yourself that you will continue doing.
Nung time na nag-aaral ka pa, syempre alam natin mahirap, busy ang pag-aaral sa university. Paano mo hinahati yung oras mo sa pag-aaral at sa pag-volunteer?
When I look back, hindi ko nga ma-imagine na kaya ko yun eh. So what I did was, I really made sure that na-maximize ko yung 40 hours ko per fortnight. That's with my casual work. And then, of course, nakasulat lahat ng due dates ko for my assessment. Yung sa course ko naman, wala akong exams, pero ang dami kong research na kailangang gawin. So ang daming essays. And then, of course, you have to make sure that you're on top of that para, you know, that you would have good marks in the end. And whatever free time I had, yun na yung, ano, yung mga volunteering activities ko. And because, of course, you also needed time for yourself, you know. So yung friends ko when I was studying, mostly were within my volunteering circle.
Mm-mm. Natapos ka mag-aral, nagtrabaho, pero gaya sabi mo, you still do volunteering works. Paano? Oh, well, sa oras?
Oh my. Yun nga, medyo nakakalungkot. Minsan pag naiisip ko na I'm not as active anymore as I used to, but I, you know, as I mentioned, when I do have time, I do. Kasi at the same time, nagiging outlet din yun from busy work life. Yeah, just when I have time. Because it's important that, you know, that you feel like you have purpose, not only in your job, but then, you know, that you're able, for me, kasi now that I'm able to, you know, like I have a full-time job, na nagamit ko talaga yung experience ko from volunteering, it's important that you give back. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you get to share those experiences and opportunities that you can provide to, especially to younger people. Mm-hmm. Nagsisimula kasi naaalala ko yung sarili ko na nagsimula pa ako eh.
Paano nabago ng pag-volunteer ang buhay mo bilang isang noon international student at ngayon syempre nagtatrabaho na?
For starters, punong-puno yung CV mo kapag kanyang mong volunteering activities. And I guess what's good with that is that when you, well, this is not just with New York, but I'm speaking in general, that kapag marami kang local, and local experience is really very important. Pag andito ka, you know, like especially if you've never been to Australia, if you're an international student, when you get to apply for different jobs and you get to tailor it, you know, based on that job position that you're applying for. And then, of course, you have contacts in different fields. So even if wala man akong kilala in a particular industry, I know that there are people that I can, you know, in my network that I can ask, can you refer me to someone in this, you know, who does this and that?
Mm-hmm.
And for me personally, with the development of my employability skills, yung confidence, just knowing how to engage with different groups, yung exposure that I got from volunteering to start with, prepared me for what's it like being in the real world when you start working.
Mm-mm. Kanina na-mention mo na yung experience mo sa volunteering has helped you sa trabaho mo ngayon because you're working, mm-hmm. involved pa rin ito sa mga estudyante, ano? Can you tell mm-hmm. us a bit about your current work?
Mm-hmm. Sure. So I mentioned briefly that we run experiential learning programs across Australia. I'm based in Melbourne, so the model of our program here is that we're funded by Study Melbourne to run the Study Melbourne Life projects. So this is providing international students the opportunity to work on real business challenges and projects that real organizations face in Victoria. And how it directly relates and helps students is it's because it helps them develop their employability skills and expand their social connections. It's considered an extracurricular activity, but then these are opportunities that you could not easily get elsewhere.
Mm-mm.
So as you know, internships are very hard to find. It's a very competitive process. So if there are opportunities students can easily be part of, then that would definitely help them, not only on their CV, but you know, giving them the exposure to actually work with real industry professionals while they are still students is a big plus.
Mm-mm. Aral na natutunan mo mula sa pag-volunteer that you can share to others who are thinking na mag-volunteer din.
I find it interesting kasi mayroon akong nabasang that you have to be smart with your volunteering activities, that you only need to volunteer for organizations or you know activities that you're interested in. Yung sa akin naman opposite, I really challenged myself to do other things that I didn't even know what they were. Like, you know, like, hindi ko alam kung meron ba akong particular interest. Say, for example, fashion.
Mm-mm.
Yeah. I want students to understand that you have to step out of your comfort zone in that sense that, you know, try other things, try different things, because you wouldn't really know if you are actually interested in it, not until you get to try it. So when I did all these different volunteering activities, hindi ko alam na meron pala akong particular soft spot for the elderly or for the younger people. So alam ko na ngayon kung ano yung mga activities na gusto kong, you know, that I want to be more involved in. Say, in the future, should I be more involved in different volunteering activities? Alam ko na kung ano yung mga gagawin ko.
Advice sa mga estudyante o international students sa kagaya mo, lalo na sa mga Pilipino, tungkol sa pagiging bahagi o in getting involved with volunteering?
So, please do get involved in different activities while you are studying. Don't limit yourselves just with opportunities within your universities. Get out there, get involved in activities in the wider community, not only with international students. Try different industries, see which ones work best for you, and then yeah, take it from there. And make sure, of course, that when you start volunteering, that it's not only for the purpose na meron kang certificate or that you were part of it, that you understand kung ano man yung mga skills that you demonstrated in doing those. Because not only will you have to describe that on paper, but you'll also need to articulate that during your interviews. You know, should you be using that during job applications, for example. And of course, you nurture the relationships that you have with the people that you've met during those activities. Kasi importante yun, networking is very important.
Thank you very much, Hope Dolino, isang volunteer, at syempre, ang pakikipag-ugnayan sa komunidad ay mahalaga.
Thank you.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.